What up, Dopex? Glad you're here. Are we the two sober ones?
I think so.
I'm going to be sober the whole time. There's no way this is actually going to affect me.
Give me the beef.
So let's catch everyone up to speed. James is drunk. I'm okay.
I meant kudos.
And everyone else is here.
And I'm half dead, but I made it anyway.
This is going to be possibly the most dysfunctional episode.
Yeah, it's going to be like an hour and a half of James just...
James just absolutely cranking.
He'd be breathing into the mic when he's drunk. It makes me
But
laugh.
A second ago, James mentioned he was driving down the highway and he smelt some of Mary Jane, some of the devil's lettuce, some of Guzman's finest, as Andrew calls it.
That's what I call it.
And he said it reminded him of New Jersey. It made him weirdly homesick. And I thought that was kind of funny. And I had that same experience. And I feel like I may have told this on the podcast. So please fucking kick me in the nuts.
You have.
And cut this out if you have.
Yeah, I don't think you have.
I don't know if you have.
We had D&D like a month or two ago. And my friend Jared was like, oh, I've got a few beers. Can you just buy me one extra one when you go to the liquor store? So me and my friend Nathan found the cheapest beer. like the absolute dog shit. Because Jared's like, I'll give you $5. Because most like normal, like good craft beers here are like $5. So we just got him literally the cheapest one. Be like, well, you still owe us $5. But it was this one called Ark Valley. And we cracked it open. And it was so weird because like you said, James, it wasn't like a great smell. But it just like it like launched me back. It smelled like cheap beer and weed, and I don't
anything
know
with Valley in it. Anything that uses Valley as a selling point is just such a it's just a fucking lore, like a troll under the bridge type beer.
Yeah,
just like, but you're not good.
It reeked of weed, and I don't know how that's possible because it's a beer. But it threw us back to this flat we used to hang out in. When I was in year 13, it was like some of our mates got a flat at university.
The one you flicked all the bottles up on? That flat?
Oh, no, not that one. No, this was, okay, I didn't live at this place, but it was just a place you could go and there was guaranteed a party there. And these guys were also massive stoners.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was that mixture of like beer and cheap weed. And like parties, and it was condensed into this one awful $2 bottle of beer, and I just thought it's interesting how smells can throw you back more than almost any other sense.
I've talked about it with my dad, like something about the way we interpret the world is like nothing more than smells can just like trigger in, like obviously every sense can trigger something for me, but like smells specifically just like send me to other fucking iterations.
Because you can't replicate smells.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's like one of the senses that you can't do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can listen to music again. You can look at a photograph of like
that's a good
where
point.
You grew up. But like a smell is so... So when
yeah,
you
not
do
not
smell
that
you're
point
like,
yet
oh,
where
yo.
You can. Yeah, we're not at that point yet where you can reiterate a smell for someone unless you have like a shit ton of money and a bunch of scientists or something, but like in the mainstream you can't like make me smell fucking Elizabeth, New Jersey weed again. Like when I smell that shit it's like I'm going to see
Jarvis.
Iron Man 2. Like
Jarvis, pull up Elizabeth, New Jersey weed. Chateau number 5.
Dude, there's such a cool
shout
irony.
Out to Elizabeth.
There's such a cruel, especially for me, just like irony of living in Virginia for the past 16 years, because all of my formative years, like till the point where I was 8, that's where I like most of my smells and like where you associate things came from was in Alaska. So I've spent the last like 17 years almost where anytime I smell most campfires, diesel or... other kinds of engines. It reminds me specifically of boats camping across the bay up in Alaska. So everything reminds me of the place that I miss desperately. I'm luckily moving back in 2 weeks, but
this is the episode, boys.
16 years.
We backlogged for this. In the next episode, I moved like 2 episodes ago. Andrew's moving right now. I'm pretty sure Doplex is moving within this episode or the next couple episodes. Shit's changing, boys. It's gonna be it's epic.
It's a new era for the Biff Boys podcast.
Yeah, after this, all of our references to memes will actually be up to date because we're not bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of which, I did want to talk about that ninja tweet, which I'm fucking stupid. I didn't pull it up. But do you guys know which one I'm talking about? Where he's like, yeah, my fucking wife who has tits that aren't covered in a bra brought me some sandwiches.
Do you want me to stall until you can find it?
Yeah, yeah, just scream.
I've got it. Well, hold on. I have a quick story related to the smell thing still I wanted to bring up. It's nothing big, but every time we went to a party when I was like 16, my friend Hollis brought this. It was Five Gum, but it was this tropical flavor. And he always brought that. And it was always like when me and the boys were rocking up to a party, you know, age 16, 17, like ready to fucking meet some chicks. Like it was, we always had that gum and they discontinued that flavor like a year or two after. So that. Speaking of smells that are like locked to a period of time.
Yeah.
Every time. And I think they re-released like a similar version recently. And we were like, oh my God. And we went and bought it to like see if it was good in it. Nah, it's like a completely different flavor now. So we're like, for fuck's sake. So if anyone can find the Tropical Five gum from like literally 10 years ago, I don't care if it's expired. I will eat it.
Babe, I'm sorry. I can't enjoy this party. I need my gum.
I have, relating to smells, I have kind of like a sad story. I don't know if this will bring down the mood a lot.
Do it.
Down. Come
bring
on.
Do it. Ninja will bring us back up.
I'll do anything to hear a Doplex story. Oh. Bring it on.
Yeah, but this one's really sad. Okay, all right.
Go
so
it. Dude, drop it.
I can't find the ninja tweet, unfortunately. But
It's on my Twitter. I retweeted it.
Oh, beautiful. Awesome. So when I was a kid, it was like probably like third, fourth, maybe fifth grade. No, not fifth grade. I had a friend, right? Close family friend. It was him and his brother. Their house always smelled like lavender, okay? And whenever I get a whiff of lavender, it always takes me back to elementary school. Now, here's where things get a little depresso. I don't mean to make light of the situation, but my friend ended up committing, he killed himself, pretty much.
Okay.
He was a cute... He was a kid, and like it was just like a, pretty much every time I smell it, I'm just like, oh, I remember that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really
damn.
So yeah,
that's kind of anyway. I don't know,
but that's
kind of
like
it's
kind of nice though.
It's I don't know. Yeah. It's like. We went on that fucking alien shit on like episode 5 or whatever, right. But like, being human's cool, man. Take advantage of it. Being human
Being
is really
human's
cool.
Fucking
like
sick.
Shit Except like that is not. Really sad, but it's also like that's the difference that's between bullshit. Us and monkeys. It's like lavender reminds us of our friend that fucking killed themselves because shit sucked. So like,
it's cool that you've got that such a powerful memory. Like we said, smells take you back more than anything, and to have that of like someone you know is pretty sick.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. But what's weird
anyway,
is
let's talk about Ninja's big tits.
Oh, yeah.
I think he deleted it because I went on my Twitter and deleted it too, and I checked yours now, and it's gone.
It's gone, but here's the thing. Curtis Connor posted it word for word, so we do still have it.
Thank God. There's a bunch of people that did a copy pasta of it.
So he said, so originally Ninja Fortnite, first of all, sorry, Dopex, did you have anything more you want to say?
No, I want to talk about this because it makes me laugh.
So Ninja Fortnite, the Ninja Fortnite said, he tweeted this with a gif of, I don't know what movie it's from,
it was that cringy
he's like sipping a little cup of coffee with his pinky out.
I don't know who the fuck that actor is.
But it says I'm in the middle of carrying a League of Legends game, about to close it out, and my braless wife brings me a sandwich in brackets not asked for
not
with
asked
chips
for.
As I get
I didn't
a double
ask that
kill
bitch
bot
to bring
lane.
Me a sandwich.
And then and then fucking new paragraph. So how is your day going? And that was a Ninja Fortnite tweet that got so heavily ridiculed that we've just discovered live on the podcast he deleted.
And it wasn't even like he deleted it like like recently after. Like he deleted it a couple hours ago, which is like probably 36 hours later. Like it got too much to the point where he deleted it then. Because I retweeted it last night. I quote tweeted and said, "Guys, he definitely has sex." Because like to me, there's no. And I don't know if it's the way I've been brought up or the he's only a couple years older than me. He got popping off Halo 3. Halo 3 is my lifeblood. Like, there's not much difference between him and me. But, like, somehow he tweeted that and thought that wasn't strange on a few levels plus of a parasocial level. And it's just, like, dude... I don't care that your wife brought you a sandwich. I don't care that she has tits. And I don't care that you observed that she has tits and also tried to observe to us that she has tits. I understand all of those points beforehand. Just shut the fuck up and play Fortnite, brother. Just stop, please.
The entire thing hinges on the braless wife. I think I had that.
Braless wife.
I didn't even ask her.
Because if he just said, wife. I was only a game in League of Legends and my wife brought me a sandwich out of nowhere. This is epic. Like, that's kind of cringe because the whole, like, make me a sandwich meme.
Yeah,
like, whatever. But the fact that he was like, I got a sandwich and I got to see boobies while I was playing League of Legends.
And I won a video game.
And I keep my flopping all over the place. It was disgusting, but I liked it.
And I kept my AC at 65 degrees so her nipples were poking through her shirt. It was epic, guys.
Dude, I could see her nipples. I mean,
I got to see her amazing C cups.
It's the most it's the most bullshit liberal way of saying my wife makes me sandwiches and has nice tits. Like it's such a fucking bullshit way of flexing that your wife is hot. Like shut the fuck up, dude.
And I like this is like. Oh, sorry, goodness, you go ahead.
I was going to say, this is like a bit of a... I don't know if this is like a deep cut, but it reminds me of like every protagonist of like a video game webcomic from the 2000s.
Oh,
like, like this, the author's self-insert who then has like the hot girlfriend that he writes in who's like the straight man and puts up with his bullshit.
Yeah.
And he's like always like obsessed with her tits and shit. I'm pretty much just ripping off Control-Alt-Delete, but it had that energy to it.
That's what I mean. Like I'm you give a woman a bunch of agency, but also are just like she's still my big titty goth sandwich making girlfriend. Which when I say liberal, I'm a big old leftist, so I'm not trying to be a conservative bro right now. But like it's just this moment of being like, I respect women, but my big titty wife brought me a hard nippled sandwich, so pretty epic.
Yeah, my wife took a big old shit in my ravioli and brought it to me while I was playing Clash of Clans.
Dude, her shit was so sweet. Like, she's been eating fucking, like, tomatoes for me for the last week. Like,
my wife pissed in my mouth.
She's been eating
my big titted wife pissed in my mouth,
tomatoes.
In brackets, not asked for.
I like how today Ninja tweeted, can we normalize urinals in households? And Jay Schlatt is so close to ratioing him, and I really hope he does, with, can we normalize my braless wife bringing me a sandwich? Not as for
wishes.
I hope he gets clowned.
I hope he gets clowned
for eternity.
Joe's just laughing so much he spilled water all over himself.
I literally did. I hope no one noticed, but Kudos has noticed I spilled water all over myself.
Dude, I did that a couple episodes ago and nobody noticed. I like straight up gagged on the water and it dribbled all down.
I didn't think Doplex was going to go for the most recent tweet and it just got me.
Sorry.
No, it was good.
We do like... You know, like when your friend pisses himself, we all like pour water on ourselves to make you feel better.
Yeah,
solidarity.
Yeah. If you could do that, that'd be really cool. Thank you.
There you go.
For sure, for sure. Thank you. Guys. I really appreciate
even playing
that.
Field. Soaking wet.
Such a
like
wholesome
Ninja's
moment.
Wife.
Dude, I quote
my beautiful wife with
like...
soaking wet vagina slipped over to me with a bag of crisps.
She took the bread. Off my sandwich and wrote it fucking snail trail.
It's so crazy
I was about
that.
To say that. my hot ass wife snail trailed from the kitchen to my gamer room with my sandwich, and she was braless.
Swung with her ass on the floor.
She walked along. She like walked on the ground like those like dogs when they have like worms or whatever.
Snail trailing with a sandwich and chips.
Honey.
My beautiful hot B cup wife just wiped her ass from kitchen to gaming. From kitchen to office.
There are ants following the trail.
Oh, she's so
I
sweet.
Repeat,
she's been eating-
ants, which I did not ask for.
She's been eating so many pineapples, I didn't even ask her to.
My beautiful hot A cup wife just wiped bread on her snatch and used it as oil to fry me up a toasted
Why
sandwich.
Why do her tits keep getting smaller every time we say that? I think she started off as a nice C cup and now she's gotten downgraded to A
cup. But her nipples are just as large and beautiful. No, but today he tweeted the urinal
nipple.
Shit. He tweeted like, why can't we normalize having a urinal in your house or some shit? And I was just like, why can't we denormalize the idea that someone that rich can tweet something that stupid when I'm like, I'm trying to, literally, I went to the food store today and was like, should I buy what? Apples or should I buy like a nice, like fucking flank steak? Like, should I buy like the ass part of the cow or should I purchase a vegetable?
Or a urinal,
like,
for your living.
Like, yeah. Or let's throw those mouth out the window. Should I fucking Courtney edit this in as a VFX? Should I buy a urinal for my bathroom? Like, dude, shut the fuck up, you fucking
and
bitch.
The fuck thing is that like everyone already has a urinal. It's the sink. Just
yeah.
use
yeah.
the sink, Ninja Fortnite. Just piss in the sink.
Who the fuck are you?
Come on, man.
Shut the fuck up, bro. That's facts, though. That's facts. Honestly, if you want to save money and you want a urinal, just piss in the sink.
What is it about Ninja that, like, he's just kind of just eternally irritating? Like, everything he does kind of irritates me. Like, it's weird. Like, ever since that, like, that football shit, do you remember that? When he was, like, trying to say that,
yes,
that
the classic.
Football players have it easier than him and his gamer counterparts?
He's God. Well. The thing is, he's like whatever random asshole you'd see on Xbox Live, yeah. except he got found by Drake and is infinitely famous.
That's the
like
thing.
He's the kind of asshole who like you see and you're like you're a fucking loser, but then he somehow gets successful.
That's yeah. the thing. He's not a fucking COD player. He's not a PUBG player. Like he didn't pop off in 2016 or 2017. He's a fucking Halo 3. Like semi-pro, so like he's yeah. been doing this shit since like 2009, and he's just like still in like you know like we're yeah. right now we're like we deserve to pop off right now. It's like 2021 or whatever. Like we've been doing good shit since 2020. He's been doing like good shit. Like he's been hitting epic gamer plays since like 2013. So like
right.
he paused in 2013 and is like okay I'm good enough, and he's still tweeting memes from like 7 years ago because there's no yeah. reason to evolve from that
yeah,
point
it's,
on.
It's funny like. Shit, that would have been epic back in like Reddit or 4chan days. My favorite thing about my favorite reply to his braless wife tweet was Justin Wang posted the rage comic like yeah, a boss that
like
image, and it's exactly that. That is like a yeah. rage comic from 2012 or something.
If I was a junior in high school, holy I would have shit. Cummed my pants at the thought yeah. of my wife unpromptedly bringing me a sandwich. Yeah.
Let me playing
game.
League of Legends suddenly. Yeah, right. My wife Derpina appears. No,
that's
braless
exactly
with
what
sandwich.
That tweet is. That's like lunch table talk at the cafeteria with your boys. You're like, bro,
yeah.
my girlfriend brought me a sandwich when I was gaming, and she didn't have a bra on.
She didn't. She like,
yo, I got to
swear
see.
To God, bro.
I got to see her A minus cups.
I got to see the outline, and that's it.
That's so true. Dang,
your boy's
does.
Like, holy shit, I got a 25 kill nuke insertion destroy last night. That's so crazy.
Like, it's like, literally like, does. He tweets like a Facebook meme page from 2012.
I think he has a mental disability. Yeah, no, I agree.
How old is Ninja? I'm curious. Let's see.
I don't know,
how
but this shit he does at this point.
Jeremy, pull up how old Ninja Fortnite is.
I think he's like
Jeremy,
28 or 29.
Jeremy, but... Yeah, he's 29.
The idea that he's like mind locked to the Halo 3 era, like he's like the only
that,
way I can stay
good
at Halo 3.
Right.
The only way I can stay good at Halo 3 is to live like it's 2010.
I fuck with because I wish it was, but
there's some things that should be left in 2010.
Exactly.
Like his braless wife.
Exactly. Throw that big batch in the time machine.
Call me when she grows a couple of cups.
Oh my god.
So I heard that Kudos wanted to talk about things that everyone has to do that you can't imagine most people doing. What the fuck?
What a prompt. Here's my story. Thanks for that seamless transition, James.
I'm so good at it. That's my specialty.
I didn't get that at all.
Okay, here's my story. I had to fill out a form for the IRS because I have a sponsor in the States, and your tax system is the fucking worst thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
Yeah,
the New Zealand tax system is shitty, but it's pretty good, actually, like, comparatively. But that form, I literally had to look up a guide on how to fill it out, which I'm like, okay. Because here's the thing.
Tutorial on YouTube for that specific it was
on YouTube, but it was like on a page. It was like for Australian people who have to fill out this form for your business. Here's what the fuck to do because this sucks. Which was kind of nice. But I was thinking, what's that George Carlin quote? It was like, imagine the dumbest person you know and then realize that like 50% of the world is even dumber than them.
Yeah,
it's
no,
something
I
like
know
that,
what you
right?
Mean. I love yeah. I love George Carlin.
A great, great quote. Very true. But then I'm like, okay, we're all smart people. Like, we're not like fucking Einstein, but we're all like, you know, above average. Like, we're doing pretty good.
We're not Facebook users.
Yeah, we kind of know what the fuck is up. And so when you see shit like those forms and your brain just switches off, you're like, there's people I know from high school who don't, like, they don't know the difference. There's a guy I know from high school who spells can't. As in C-A-N-T, apostrophe T, with an R. Like, he spells it C-A-R-N, Carn. Apostrophe T.
Is it because
me
of
when
accent?
I don't
Is
own a car?
No, it's because he's a fucking idiot. And this guy has to pay taxes as well. That's the thing, like, people don't know how... People are fucking idiots. And so it just blows my mind when I'm like, okay, I'm struggling with this, and I'm not an idiot.
Right.
So how the fuck do people who are do this? Like, are people just committing mass tax fraud all the time?
No, Kudos, that's the thing. That's the thing. It's that we make a tax code that is so difficult that poor people fail at it and continue to throw money at the government to substitute rich people actually paying their share. It's genius. That's the beauty of America. Genius. But continue.
Well, so taxes is one thing, but it's only like, is there anything else you kind of have to you're like, I'm struggling with this, but I know like thousands and thousands of millions of people have to do this, like maybe like driving, like having to get your driver's license or shit like that.
I have well, not currently, but I have one from a while back that I think is kind of funny, and I get to talk about this. So as most people, probably a good chunk of the people watching us know, I grew up conservative Christian, very conservative Christian. And I distinctly remember my dad giving me the sex talk. And I remember kind of like laughing along with it. Because when you're a kid, you're like, penis, vagina, haha. Things haven't changed very much for us, but you get the point. I distinctly remember a point, this was probably like a couple years later, so I would have been, I don't know, 9 maybe. I was in church, and sex was still in that like, like, what, people do that? I distinctly
sex
remember...
Is gay.
Exactly. I distinctly remember looking around my church at older couples and people I knew who had kids and been like, well, they did it and they did it, so I guess it's normal. I guess I'll have to just just buckle down and do my part. Penis music!
That was Andrew when he realized.
that's one of the things as well. Obviously, pregnancy is like such a big thing, and there's so many, like, I don't know, there seems like there's so much involved in doing that correctly, but then everyone has to, well, correctly doing it in a way that doesn't fuck your child for life, like don't not drinking and you know taking right. illicit substances and shit. Yeah. But I mean, everyone's had to do that. Well, half of us have had to. Well, some of those half have had to, but none of us would be here without that happening. So
true.
Yeah.
True.
I don't know.
Dude, imagine how further along the human race would be if we figured out earlier in our evolution that drinking alcohol would, like, fuck over the babies. Just, like, imagine, like, 2,000 years ago, you're just like a fuck, I don't even know. I guess 2,000 years ago is Jesus, but, you know, the people that made Jesus epic probably wasn't that smart. You're just a dude in Egypt, and you're like, you're like Andrew right now sipping that water. Epic. You're like, damn, I got a baby in me.
Give me some of that sauce.
I gotta kick this thing out.
Damn, I wonder how that baby's feeling right now.
Just living in my womb rent free.
Well, there's some shit like in, I think like...
Your and mom the, is a landlord from as time. Soon as she gets pregnant.
I think in crazy medieval times, they used to use alcohol to like they'd make very weak beer, but there was just enough alcohol in it that it sterilized the water. Because obviously alcohol like sterilizes shit. Yeah, so right. I think it's called small beer, but it would be like a 0.2% or 0.5% or something. Like it was very nothing. So I guess on one hand, drinking a lot, bad for baby. Drinking enough to kill the enzymes in water and fucking stagnant water so you don't die, maybe good for baby. So
that's the conclusion,
alcohol good for baby? Yes!
Drink up, ladies.
Dude, that's like microdosing. That's like Joe Rogan microdosing beer your whole life. Like just,
no,
enough,
literally
to,
is.
Just enough to kill the water. Like
who was the Joe Rogan of the time?
Who would have known Joe Rogan 2,000 years ago would have made a huge difference?
Like, Jamie, pull up the clip and it's just like some like poor lady in the slums of
just pouring like a little bit of honey and yeast in the water supply.
Like, wow, that's amazing.
I did have friends who like got pregnant really early, and they smoked a lot of weed. And they told me that because I remember I asked them, I was like, "Are you gonna like stop smoking like when you're pregnant?" Because like obviously, you know, I didn't know if that was like because I think it's fine if you do, I guess. But like they were under the impression.
Hold on, let's not make that a statement.
Right. I mean, like,
we don't know if smoking marijuana while you're pregnant.
Probably
is
don't
epic
do
or
it.
Not.
Right. Anyway, what they had both told me was. That if you smoke weed when you're pregnant, your baby will come out with green eyes. And they believe that wholeheartedly, so, like to the point where they were literally smoking and like excited for their baby's green eyes.
What the fuck are you?
Was that fucking idiot who we were laughing at, Andrew, the shorts guy, who was like, oh, if you blink at the sun 5 times, your eyes turn red.
Well, guys, this actually worked. I cannot believe this.
Wait,
Go ahead.
I just realized you mean green eyes as in like were your irises or whatever. Like the whites were green.
Like swamp monster.
What the fuck would you want that for your child?
Mommy. Turned into fucking Willem Dafoe 20 years ago. Have you guys ever had a pregnancy scare?
Yes.
I have.
I guess kind of.
So, I know the condom break. That kind of sucks. Yeah. Make sure you squeeze the air out of the tip. That's my life advice.
Make sure you take a sewing needle.
Of the condom,
and, like,
not your penis.
Take a sewing needle and put a little bit of pressure on the condom. Just like test it out.
If it breaks, it's
good.
Well, the way to do it is because you put it on and then
there's the little pregnant children.
You put the condom on, but then there's a little nip at the top, yeah, and that's where the air is. So you get a pen and you poke it to get the air out of it.
So in, to get all the air out. So the way it's
when I was 15, I was pretty horny, and so
as women, I think we've covered your horny escapades extensively, James.
It also
so
actually,
I
James,
found
before
a
you continue,
fruit.
James, before you continue, I just wanted to say, what, grapefruit. Before you continue, I just want to say, in that episode where you talked about you having sex with a tomato, you prefaced it with, I never kiss and tell, and you do nothing but kiss and tell. So I just wanted to point that out.
Okay, but my point is, I don't feel comfortable sharing the sexual encounters of other people.
Yeah, he explained this in the episode.
As soon as it's right. just my own sexual encounters, I have no, you know, I'm anything that serves comedy is an A+ to me. So,
all right, okay.
I won't name this person, of course, but this is the same person that I sent myself busting in my hands to. We was fucking, and in her house she had the thing is like when you're. Something about being 15 and 16 and 17, just that age range, like more than anything, more than college age, is just like, what is happening? What's happening? It's like we were in
what's
her living
going
room.
On?
We were in her living room. Her parents were in her basement, like playing RuneScape, like literally. And they also on their second monitor, they had a full like security system inside and outside their house. And one of the inside cameras was the living room where we hung out. And I just realized at one moment I was butt naked having sex. On a camera at like 15 years old with her parents in the floor below us on the same exact like axis of the house. So it was in that moment we were like, okay, maybe we should take this a step back. So we just started having sex in the bathroom off of her living room. But at that point it's like, okay, well, if we can't be seen, we don't need to be safe about it. So then we took the condom out of the equation and something happened there. And then for 2 months, that was in like September. It was Thanksgiving, and she hadn't had her period yet, and I was literally, genuinely, 100% being honest, I was getting ready to commit suicide on Thanksgiving because her period hadn't come yet, and I was like, look, either I'm a father or I'm dead. Those are the two answers in my life at this point.
The two genders.
The two genders of my baby are alive or father suicide, and I was fully committed to father suicide at that point.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit, you would have stuffed your own turkey.
But then she got her period 2.5 months later, some shit, and I was like,
did you celebrate?
Well, I guess I didn't jump off fucking the bridge on Inman Avenue. Shout out to Colonia. Fucking,
oh, that's good.
Damn. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you didn't, obviously.
Yeah. Or else we would have had your son on the podcast.
Jimmy Jr.
James Miller III just Jimmy Jr. talking about his father's tragic suicide.
Courtney, put a muffled version of the RuneScape theme underneath James's story so we really get immersed.
Also put a young filter on this entire episode so James looks like his son. Maybe. That's fucked.
I don't know why. Like that's so funny, but also very dark.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I'm gonna commit suicide on Thanksgiving.
No, because like my that whole family was there, like parents. My extended family, and I was like, wow, what would it be like to tell them all that I fucked up and got someone pregnant at 15?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know what it would be like? It would be like jumping off the bridge on Inman Avenue onto the New Jersey Parkway. I should probably just do that. You know?
Oh God. That is so stressful.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's insane. Well, actually, I think I told you guys about, I don't know if I said this on the podcast. I mean, obviously, this has nothing to do with me. Just like a friend of mine who got knocked up by a dude and he did that. So that was a reality.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know.
No, I didn't know him. I only met him once. But like, it's just funny that's like, a pretty common mindset, I think, of like a 15-year-old boy going through those kinds of hormones.
Like, I'm out.
Responsibility that big.
Yeah.
Like,
two roads diverged in a pregnant wood, and I took the one less traveled by.
And I killed myself.
Oh. I'm so thankful we don't have kids.
At least I'm unique, right? Like,
yeah. I don't, my one's nowhere near, yeah, literally just had a condom break, but it was like the day before, there's a big convention, I was really excited to go for like just like a fucking anime game, whatever bullshit convention, and just that entire weekend I was just fucking miserable. I was just like, I couldn't focus on anything else.
How can you focus on anime titties when your girlfriend at home might have a baby?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I had to, I fucking, I remember I rang my mom, I was so stressed, because my mom My mom was a midwife at the time, so I was like, well, she probably knows how babies work. which is true, because, you know, like a part of...
codes to this thing?
she gave me dimensions of, like, what kind of stairs to push down and shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She gave me coordinates to all its soft spots.
Mommy, I think... Mommy, please solve the issue.
It's okay, son. If you hit her with an uppercut right here, it's over.
You need to get a 16 hit combo. You need to juggle.
You need to get her to some ammonia.
You need to get it to 60% and then edge guard.
No. And then preheat the oven to 450.
You feel one more fucking like kick and you're just fucking down A really quick and spike it off stage.
Alright, let's not talk about killing babies. I think we've
Wait, hold on. Andrew Miller had a story.
Okay. Well, mine's pretty much the exact same as Kudos. Condom broke. Plan B. I was a nervous wreck for a few days. Period hit. Ta-da.
Yeah, that was pretty much mine as well.
Yeah.
But the difference is... I, having a Christian family, could not call my mom and be like, "Mom, the condom."
Mom, I came.
That wasn't gonna happen.
You had to call Jesus.
You had to call my mom.
Jesus, please.
Hey, yo, Jesus, teach me how to fish before you give me a fish, because I want to be a really productive member of society for my son. Speaking of fish,
yeah, Kudos. I heard you had a
yes.
Oh.
Oh. Yes!
Born fish forced to work.
That's the most dad shoot I've ever seen. But it
born fish forced to work.
James, it's born to fish.
Born to fish.
I have born fucking fish. Cancer, dude. Come on, man.
My other ride is a fishing boat.
So, Doplex, do you...
My other ride is a fish.
Fuck, how do I do that so many times a day? Kudos.
We do look similar.
Do you want to? It's true. Do you want to talk about that, or do you want to talk about rewatching Game of Thrones? Either one, go.
Okay,
James
fucking,
is on it with the segues today.
I know the segues are fucking popping off. My namesake is so my beautiful non-smelly girlfriend is rewatching Game of Thrones.
Did not work? I don't know why.
Oh no, it came in late. There it is.
Anyway, your beautiful non-smelly girlfriend with your braless.
Yeah, my braless girlfriend. Your
braless girlfriend.
Dude, if she walks in and hands me a sandwich and brackets are not asked for mid-podcast, that'd be the most pog moment ever.
Like, oh, I'm definitely going
to have to take a break for the pure sexual energy.
Courtney has to zoom in on her braless tits like, like, hey, James, here's me when my girlfriend brings me a sandwich.
Do it, here it is.
Yes!
Oh my God.
And after the braless girlfriend brings us a sandwich.
We're going to McDonald's.
There it is.
Go, James. Oh my God. Oh my
I'm
God.
I'm out of breath for fucking half an hour now.
All right, anyway,
kudos go.
So she's rewatching Game of Thrones. In fact, I think she's in the next room right now. But she started it because. Yeah, she's making a sandwich as we speak. But I think she started because she just wanted something to have on her other screen while she worked, like during the week. And now she's actually just like into it again. And I when she started, I was just like,
I feel that's so hard.
Why would you put yourself through that again? It's like knowing you know, I can't even think of like a good analogy, but I don't know. It's like going out to like dinner knowing at the end of it someone's gonna like fucking kick you in the nuts and like piss in your mouth or something. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, up until then the dinner was lovely and it was really, you know, but you know you're guaranteed to get piss in your mouth.
But
so why would you put yourself
through? Such a lovely dinner for free worth the kick in the balls or the piss in the mouth? That's for you to decide.
Do you guys think you could ever rewatch Game of Thrones? Or
I rewatch it like twice a year, so yes, I totally can. Yes, I adore it.
Yeah, me and James are in the minority. Yeah. We actually were kind of okay with the ending.
Up until the last two episodes, I can totally rewatch it. I think season 7 and season 8 were epic until the last two episodes.
Luckily, I didn't commit past season 2, so I didn't have to waste my
time. What? Season 3 and season 4 are like the best TV in history.
I don't know. It was just like, I think when I started watching, because it was like, what, fucking 5, 6, 7 years ago?
2010.
Mm. Yeah, like
season 2 is 2010. Or 2011, sorry, yeah.
No way.
I swear, because I started watching in season, I started watching live in season 3, and that was like, that was the beginning of 8th grade for me, which would have been 2011.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe there were other.
It was that when I was at high school.
Okay, maybe there were other seasons out, but I think that's all I think. Well, because what it was Sabrina was watching it, and I think she like wanted me to watch it with her. So like we started over, and this was like in probably like 2013, maybe 2014.
Yeah.
So like I remember we watched through 2 seasons, and I was like, I'm not really.
Did you have Comcast? Because it was on Comcast for free in like 2013. I remember that.
I think we were pirating it. I think we were like watching.
Whoa!
I mean, dude, Courtney, cut that out.
Courtney,
bleep that. Fucking. What I meant to say was, yeah, we were watching it on Comcast or. We're Comcasting it to Sabrina's uterus before I took a dive.
Make sure to get the ear out of the tip of your Comcast. I don't hate the ending of it, but it's definitely like where they were going and what it was being set up to was like I don't hate what happened. I just hate how like little time they had to build up and explain it. You know?
Yeah,
like,
it was definitely rushed. Baby.
I'm nodding my head. Rushed. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
It's like, yeah. It's very much to me like. Books are a sacred form of media that shan't be tempered with. And when they are, like Lord of the Rings to me, I've read Lord of the Rings, I've read The Hobbit, I fucking adore them. I've read most of the attributing cast to the Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
Yep.
From Tolkien specifically and you know, Christopher Tolkien's extended works. I adore most of it. But Game of Thrones up until season 5 maybe is pretty respective work, and then I love season 6. I love season 7. End of season 7's weird. All of 8 is very weird. The end of 8 sucks dick, but it really isn't a fault of the producers and the writers and the directors as much as it is you can't do books as good like books. It just doesn't translate. Like, you remember video games in the early 2000s for movies like Spider-Man? You remember Spider-Man on the GameCube? Like, those games were fucking sick. Or the old Wolverine games were so fucking popping. Like, all the movie to games in the early 2000s because of, like, the restrictions of video games, so you could only... The Matrix games were fucking sick. But you could only expect so much. So it's like... When you can expect that, you can achieve that. But it's like with movies, like when you watch the Titanic or Avatar or some shit, it's like, you know, Avatar, whatever. Everyone has their feelings about it. But like, wow, CG can go that far. And then you watch some shit like Game of Thrones and they spent $1 billion on the 8th season. And it's like, oh, that should be epic. And then it is an epic. And you're like, what does money actually equal? And then you read a book that was made for, you know, someone's time spent on it. And it's like, oh, words are epic because my brain interprets them. And it's like, that's really cool because my brain, not only is the thing showing to me epic, but my brain is epic.
Doplex,
I don't know. I'm pretty sauced right now. But
yeah, Doplex, what you should do is you should watch Game of Thrones through season 6, maybe season 7, and then make up your own ending and it will be completely worth it.
That's kind of true.
Well, I heard they're remaking like the
I heard
last
the same thing.
Episode, right?
No.
No, well, I don't know what bullshit. That wouldn't fucking happen. Well,
just
I don't know
just
what
interpret
from doing
money
it.
And figure out TV. That's all that matters. Money and TV are synonymous. Yeah. At more than movies. So like if money doesn't make sense, TV doesn't make sense. That's not going to happen. But they are doing 2 spin-offs in the Game of Thrones universe, which could be cool.
The
Game of Thrones
cool
universe
kinda,
is sick. It's just they fucked up the ending.
Yeah. And even still, like, I don't think the ending was awful. It was just they didn't, up until then, everything was so explained and so, like, explored in these emotions and thoughts and everything, like, made sense. So when these characters, and spoiler for you, Dubix, but essentially just characters just kind of flip what they're doing out of nowhere and it, like, kind of, like, you can kind of see it coming, but it isn't very well explored.
Yeah.
Isn't the kind of tinfoil hat theory that the the fellas who were directing it were like meant to fuck off and do some big Star Wars. When they're going to direct like three Star Wars movies?
Well, that's why they fucked off, because they were supposed to do the next iteration of Star Wars.
Which ended up falling through, which is kind of funny. But because like HBO, I mean, Game of Thrones was printing fucking money. HBO would have been happy to do like three more seasons of it.
Dude, they spent $1 billion on the last two seasons, and they were happy to sign on for another three. But the directors and the director producers who started it were like, nah. And see, the ending to me is pretty decent, besides one thing, the person who has the coolest story, apparently. I don't agree with that at all, but everything else I was on board with. But that's because I was fucking obsessed with it. I read all the books. I watched all the movies. I watched all the TV shows. I watched everything on YouTube. I interpreted it myself over and over and over and over and over. Those books have been out since the 90s. I've been reading them over and over and over. Like, to me, it made cool sense, and it was so cool, and like I could kind of interpret it myself, except for a couple of different parts. But for everybody else, when you take all that away, they're watching TV. And when you show them what happens, they have no, they don't have to read the books. That's not a prerequisite to watching a TV show that you spent $50 million on per episode. When you show it to them, is it going to make sense? And it didn't. I just decided to spend half my fucking life absorbing that shit because I'm depressed. But like to everybody else, it needs to make sense. And it didn't. And I can totally accept that, even though I enjoyed it. It's ridiculous. Like, it's just... And then they did it all to make a Star Wars movie, bro. They did it all to make a Star Wars movie. We're nine movies deep, dude. Fuck off.
So the other thing is that, because you could say like, oh, well, why didn't HBO just like fire those cunts and then get some other ones in? But George R. Martin, I think, is very selective with who he trusted.
He is. Well, they had to I'm sorry, Kudos. You jump started me and I got excited.
No, that's what I had to say.
The two guys were, they had to like guess the ending that wasn't even written of like.
When they signed on,
Yeah, when they signed on, they had to guess who a particular character's mother was that had not been revealed by George R. R. Martin yet because he had written the book, and they guessed it, and he was like, all right, you can do the show. So like.
And that's it's the Bogdanoff twins, I think they're called.
Yeah.
Wait, is that real?
But it is like there is such a beautiful, rich lore to that fucking world. Like even the shit that's not explained in that series, like the two subcontinents that aren't explored whatsoever, even in like back lore. And it's incredible, and those dudes did good enough, but when it came to the end, in real life, they sold out a fictional world for real life money, which maybe you can't fault them for, whether you view the world like this or like that, but to me, it's like you betrayed genuine storytelling for just like a better position in real life, and it's just like,
well, the fuck thing is they didn't even, like, those Star Wars movies have been canceled anyway.
Yeah.
So it was for nothing.
they caught such a fat L, which is kind of epic.
Like, that's the biggest L. So anyway,
short, you should check out Game of Thrones and then up your own ending. Because like genuinely, seasons 3 through 5 are probably the best TV I've ever watched.
I love
fucking epic.
Season 6, episode 8 or 9, I can't remember which one, but Battle of the Bastards is the best episode of television in the history of the world. So
see, there's all these things I want to like re-experience, which I guess he's doing right now, but I just know like it's just this, like lingering sense of dread.
I know.
In the back of my head, like, why am I? Don't get into it. Don't get sucked in.
Kudos. did you watch the Hound and Arya's last scene together in season 8, or did you not make it to that part?
Oh, no, I've seen everything. I've watched all of it.
Okay. So to me, I always think, like, fuck the last two episodes, but watching the Hound and Arya finish and revitalize their story arc together in like season 8 episode 5 or whatever I just like tricked myself into like being I'm like an abuser. I'm like in Stockholm syndrome, and I'm like, all right, all I need is to watch the Hound be nice to Arya one more time and I'm okay. So like, you know, maybe you can find something like that means
joys in there.
Like just find one thing that's enough where it's like, oh man, like wait, Jon Snow just cummed on
on Daenerys' titties. Shit, dude, I'm gonna keep watching. And it'll be worth it.
I will say, like, when it comes to watching shows, like, obviously it's such a commitment, but, like, because, like, I think of shows like Breaking Bad, right? Like, I fucking love Breaking Bad.
Which Andrew hasn't watched past season 3, you fucking dumb.
That's literally insane to me, because season four sends me into, like, another universe.
Yeah, you really stopped right at, like, when it got fucking epic out of nowhere. Same as Dopex finished, like,
beyond
stopping at season 2.
It's like, you
need to... Yeah, you can't talk, Andrew.
I'll get around to it eventually.
Yeah,
I will do it.
I will also get around to watching Game of Thrones
eventually. You really should. It's worth it.
Let me know when you start Game of Thrones, and I will start Breaking Bad.
All right.
Beef Boys lore.
Deal. We could do, like, watch-alongs.
Do you guys have this where, like, you forget you love something? Because I had that happen with both Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad, where, like, one season I'll be like running home from work or university or whatever to like watch the newest episode that just dropped, and then season ends and I'm like, oh fuck, that was so good, I can't wait for the next one. And then, you know, it takes like a year for the next one to come out, and then it'll come out and I'll just be like eh, and I like 60 episodes will come out and I just like forget about it, and then I'll be like, oh, should probably watch that Game of Thrones episode I've been meaning to watch, and I watch one episode and then I'm like, oh, and I watch all of it in like 6 hours straight, like from remember how much I loved it. Because I've had that happen with both Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones, where I forget and then binge everything that I've missed.
What's really
funny, like the only thing that happens like that for me is, that has never happened for me except The Mandalorian, that Star Wars show on Disney Plus or whatever. And my grandparents are obsessing over me for to watch it so we can talk about it or whatever. But like, I don't know. Like, I've never had that happen before until recently. So I don't. Maybe that's like a mid 20s. Well, maybe it's like a mid 20s type beat where it's like.
I don't even know. Maybe it's just. I don't even know if it's because I'm busy or what the fuck.
It
was
because I love it. Like, I love The Mandalorian season 1. It was like, wow. I don't really like Star Wars, but that was insane. And then I just didn't watch the second one, and I can't explain to my grandparents why. It's like they ask why, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I get that with music a lot, eh? Where I'm like, this song's fucking awesome. I love this band. Anyway, I'm never gonna listen to this again. And then like, but if it comes up again, like if the band comes up again, I'm like, okay, I'll actually maybe look into it this time.
Yeah, there's no bad feelings. It's just like, what am I, like, why am I not? I don't know. I'm just going to watch YouTube shorts instead of watching The Mandalorian for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah,
YouTube's another one. You watch a really good YouTube and you're like, this is fucking epic. I should watch more of this dude's videos. And you just don't.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch a fucking Philip DeFranco video now.
I'm going to watch a binge with Babish one for the 50th time. But
I think for me, it's not even that I forget I love it, because as soon as I start talking or even like mention Lord of the Rings, I'm like, oh, I get back into it. I think I forget how much I love it, because as soon as I put in, like, I decide, like, all right, you know what? I'm going to take the night. I'm going to watch Fellowship. And I put in the Blu-ray and the menu comes up and I hear the Lord of the Rings theme. I'm like immediately like, ah. I just get a very strong feeling in my bones. And I'm like, all right, we in it now. Let's do this.
That's how I feel about World of Warcraft. Like, that's my fantasy of choice. So, like, I had the same shit, where I'm like, haven't played WoW in ages. I kind of feel like it. And you're loaded up. You hear that menu theme. And you're like,
We back,
boys.
The RuneScape
I'm ready for some
theme
escapism.
Is kinda like that. It's not quite the same, but like hearing that old school RuneScape theme always makes me think of fifth grade.
Yeah, that's why I was so happy when they did WoW Classic, because it was literally just like a time portal back to 16 years ago. I was like, this is fucking insane. I'm a child again.
It's literally that same shit as like. You combine visuals with sound with like experience, and you're like, it's just as hard to recreate all of that combined as it is just scent. So it's just like, we basically know if we do these two things the right way, like you're gonna like shit your pants and give us $100. So,
but real play. Well, hold on, real quick before you guys, I have another okay. off that thing. I found, so our apartment is like a weird, like, library thing upstairs. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of dumb. It's, the idea of it's good, but I'm pretty sure it's just when people, like, they're moving out and they're like, fuck, we need to get rid of all these DVDs and books and dumb shit we want. So there's, like, really random crap, like Family Guy season 8 or whatever. But they had, like, but, like, which is kind of cool. Like, but they have, they have two copies of World of Warcraft, like, the original box World of Warcraft, which is, like, the most useless thing in the world, because if you put it in,
so
the game's...
cool.
If you put, like, it's useless in terms of being in a library, because it's not like a game you can just install, because you'd install it, and then it'll be like, great, well, anyway, this game's been updated 500,000 times since 2006, so all these files are going to get deleted and as we reinstall new shit. But having the... I still have my original box, but it's back in New Zealand. But seeing it again, like, I took it down and looked at it because I was going to film something with it, but never did. And, like, it's so fucking cool. And I pulled it out, and there was this, it still had the receipt in it from an EB Games in, like,
I can't remember what it was, but it was like in
2006. It was like, I think I looked it up. It was like a Saturday. It was like 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. Sick. And I was just
Why does that feel so good?
I was like, this dude had no idea what he was getting into. Like, he, like, knowing my experience getting back into that and playing that game for the first time, is like, this guy bought this game, and it's so cool.
Yes,
that's so cool,
dude. I bought
that's epic.
I bought right here Fellowship, Two Towers, Return of the King, right on my fucking thing. Mm. I spent like $100 on these VHS widescreens that are barely 720p VHS copies of Lord of the Rings from like 2001, 2, and 3 or whatever. Like, it's like the perfect mixing zone between like VHS and DVD. And it's like... Yeah. They're not worth anything. They'll never be worth anything. There's a million copies of these, but I just bought them on eBay for $100. Whereas, like, you know, sometimes I look and they're like $40 on eBay, but it's like, I was in the middle of moving and I'm too poor to afford food, but like, I found a copy of Lord of the Rings on VHS, and it's like the feeling of whatever that human being went through of buying all three of these on VHS 18 and a half years ago or something, because they really cared for the genre enough, is like, that's what I'm buying. I'm buying the emotion of like someone who cared about fantasy when I was 4 years old, but they were 19 years old, and like, it's so beautiful.
It's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah. I love
we have it so much, man. We have the, I think it's the 96 VHS release of the original Star Wars movies, like 4, 5, and 6. And I think it's the only time that they did, like, the theatrical release of New Hope and all of them. Because, you know, Disney has, like, all of the updated VFX and other shit George Lucas did. McClunky! Like, all that goofy shit on Disney Plus and whatever. So I have only ever grown up with those because my family had them, and then I think Courtney got a copy of them like a year or two ago. And it's so cool to see them because, I mean, it's not from, you know, the 80s or some shit, but it's from 1996. And just, like, having those there and being able to pop them in and watch them and just, like, what people experienced in the theater. Watching Star Wars for the first time.
I wasn't even a chemical being at that point. Like my dad's cum hadn't touched my mom's eggs at that point.
imagine you have
VHS that was printed at that point. Like, it's
being one of the cunts who got to see the Darth Vader reveal in cinema. That would be like
the fucking wildest shit in the world.
They'd be like in Endgame with the whole like Captain America shit and the theater. Just like, but like even crazier than that, I'd say. I don't know. Well, maybe it wouldn't be so crazy. I don't know.
It's funny, no, like hearing you guys talk makes me realize how uncultured I am, because I'm not a fan of Star Wars.
We're talking about Star Wars.
I know, and like Marvel movies, I'm just like, I don't watch any of this
dog.
Shit. I think it's like, for me, it's like, you know, especially like with the Marvel movies, I felt like I was so behind that like I didn't even bother catching up. You know, it was there's already so many movies out. Like, I'm not gonna
sit there behind.
Like, I haven't watched any of them. So, like, I just feel like I'm not gonna sit there and watch like Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, Iron Man 5, whatever.
Benjamin,
Like, for me, Marvel movies in my head is Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
One through three. That's it.
That's still epic.
There goes my hero by Nickelback, baby.
Hey, speaking of Star Wars, I was talking to Emily last night. Did you know that? Did you know that chickpeas are called garbanzo beans? Because yes. I did not know that.
Are those the same thing?
I think they're the same thing. But then I was saying to Emily that garbanzo beans sounds like something fucking Jabba the Hutt would say.
Garbanzo beans. Hey, it's me, Jabba the Hutt.
And the thing in the sand trap opens just like,
garbanzo beans.
Have you heard Bill Hader's impression of Jabba the Hutt? That shit's wacky.
No.
If you haven't looked it up, just like Bill Hader from like SNL and
Bill Hader,
legendary comic man. If you haven't looked it up, just go to YouTube and look up Bill Hader Jabba the Hutt impression. It's fucking nutty.
Totally do that. But I also heard that Jay Allen wanted to know, Doblex, have you ever pooped your pants?
Well, he asked all of us specific.
who wants to hear? I want to hear Doplex talks more than anyone. So,
should we also preface this with this fine gentleman asked this question on YouTube.com in our comment section, and you can also ask questions anywhere you want and on the subreddit.
Subreddit
comments, our Twitters are pathetic enough to where you can anything you tweet us will realize that you tweeted it to us. It won't get buried. Our Reddit account, Beef Boys, you know, any.
There's a lot of ways to get in touch.
Links in the description.
r/thebeefboys. Go there.
/thebeefboys.
Send us like I don't know, fucking like memes or like ask us questions or like.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But Dope Boys, you should probably stop like pretending and just like, have you ever shit your pants?
All right, here's the thing. I am lactose intolerant, which means I have a lot of close calls, right?
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, like, if I ever, like, let's say I go to, like, I go anywhere and I order any form of dairy, I'm going to have a close call. It's almost, like, guaranteed. But I've dealt with this my whole life where I have never shit my pants because I've gotten so good at the control. And I'm saying, I've gotten very close.
You're like a chi master.
Yeah. So like I felt it like creeping out of my anus. Like I'm this fucking close to filling my underwear, but I don't.
So really,
you're
amazing at Kegels. So like you're a Kegel master.
He's got
like,
that pussy, dude.
We don't have to. Yeah. We don't have to be crude. We don't have to be crass. Like you're just
ass.
Right. Okay.
But like,
Kegels are important for men. Like, that's impressive on multiple for different fronts. So,
yeah, dude, I've broken a couple of dicks in my day. What about it? I have a tight pussy. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I fractured a couple of cocks. And what?
What
dude,
do you have to say about it,
bitch? If you farted in my asshole, like, I would be able to stop it because my Kegel's like really strong. So, whatever.
It's like what the fucking Godzilla game, asshole. Like back and forth beam, but with a fart, it's just going back and forth.
Or it's like Voldemort and Harry Potter.
They're both green. Have you guys ever shit yourself?
I have recently.
Recently,
okay.
Yes, he told me about it.
Yeah, so
in
like
real time.
Tell
this
us.
Was like
tell the rest
two,
of the class.
This is like 2 months ago, and there was zero warning signs for me having diarrhea. Like zero. My stomach didn't feel weird. Nothing. And I went with Courtney to go get some groceries, and I was driving as you do, and I was like, I got a fart. So I was like,
I got a fart.
I let her rip. And I felt like that warm sensation, but it was a very small amount. And I was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, asshole? Did you just do me like this? And
literal asshole.
Yeah.
I'm talking multiple times. I did the fucking the check, like to be like, was it diarrhea or was it just like a really warm fart? Like, which one was it? I checked multiple times. Nothing smelled. Nothing even came out as wet. I had just taken a shower, so I was like, any kind of dampness, I was like, that's just the shower. Like, you know, you get a little damp from the shower. Because there was no smell. There was nothing. So I go, I do groceries, I walk around. I come back to the house, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to check just because I'm absolutely paranoid. I pull down my pants. There is like the tiniest stain on the back of my shorts. And I shat. I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
You shat yourself and then you walked around.
Yes, I walked around. Walked
around and sat on it in the car.
It was the. It was like shit. It was like a shit designed to embarrass me. Like no smell, no kind of severe dampness or anything, yeah. And it just like barely anything that anyone would notice. It was designed to for me to have the story of like Andrew shat himself and walked around Kroger with a shitty ass.
Dude, I also did it kind of recently. Like I had a very long streak probably from about childhood until 2 years ago. And this is like a very tragic story. I had probably the worst one of the worst days of my life two years ago. Now it's gonna sound bad. He's like, there's no social aspect of it.
This is before what happened, Kudo's YouTube.
This was during.
Before Kudo's.
Oh, okay.
This was end of 2019. We had an office Christmas party, but I'm self-employed, so I just asked my friend to come and get really drunk with me at my office. Oh, there's no free drinks, so we did that. That was Friday night. Me and a bunch of other mates there, we just got absolutely like written off. And we ordered a shitload of food, like chicken wings and all sorts of other stuff. It was a really fun night. But I went home and I threw up because I drank too much, which is really dumb. But then I woke up the next day and I had to throw up again. And I was like, oh, that's weird. I don't, like, if you throw up the night before, you don't usually have to throw up the next day unless you're a complete fucking idiot. But I threw up again and I was like, there was definitely like a time when I was, so I threw up, went back to bed, like hungover, feeling like absolute dog shit. And then I was like, I gotta throw up again. I must have caught probably the worst stomach bug of my life. And I was also incredibly hungover at the same time. So I was constantly vomiting. And the worst part of it was I had to, for some reason, my stomach was in intense pain, but I couldn't vomit. So I had to force myself to every time. And every time I did it, immediately like felt better. But like my body wouldn't, like it wanted to throw up, but it just didn't. So I had to force myself every time. So I had an entire day of just feeling like, so bad I couldn't keep any food or drink or anything down, throwing up all the time. And then it like progressed from like being in my stomach to like being more in my guts, but it was still a bit of both. And I was like I felt like I had really bad diarrhea, like Andrew, but I couldn't, like nothing was coming out. And I was like, I'm just in my whole stomach area feels like just,
yeah, you just poisoned yourself, worst. Bro.
I was literally poisoned. Yeah, I was fucking, I had a poison potion in Minecraft.
Minecraft yourself.
Yeah, but then like, so it was like 3 a.m. I'd been waking up like every, this is like now like Saturday night, like Sunday night. I'd been waking up like every couple of hours with like incredibly bad cramps everywhere. Like I was like still forcing myself to vomit because it felt awful. And there was one part where I was like on my knees on front of the toilet throwing up. And I finally felt like I could let out a bit of gas and finally relieve like this intense pain I'd had in my gut for hours. Yeah. And I was like literally mid throwing up and I was like, oh, I can get some gas out.
Oh no.
And it was not gas.
Fire in the hole.
So I was literally doing this. I was spraying out both ends meme. And, you know, not a lot came out. I mean, I realized pretty quickly, but it was like my lowest point in like so long. I was like in the bathroom, like I only had my underwear on, so I only ruined my underwear, but I was just like,
that's like fucking throwing brutal. Up
miserable, like just in intense pain. It was, that was obviously the worst.
Like on all fours, like shitting on right onto his ball sack. Just can picture being on all fours in the thickness of it. Just like, just a beautiful Y equals X MX plus B slope down to his ball sack of shit.
The perfect shitty ratio. Balls.
I have also shit myself multiple times I've shit myself so many times in my life, but like just as an adult, I've shit myself multiple times. But the one that stands out to me the most that I, because if you follow,
if I if open
you,
up my book here,
literally,
top
no,
10
literally,
times I shit the files myself. Here.
If you followed me since I started Twitch like last year and shit, like I've shitted myself a lot of times.
Yeah.
But one that I haven't told yet. That I'll probably tell on Twitch again because, you know, who knows how many people are watching Beef or not. But one time. So I told last episode about how the time of like shaking my my football coach's finger and like or hand and like fingering him or whatever. Yeah. That makes fingering. If you haven't watched last episode, that sounds way worse than it.
The time James
is.
Fingered his football coach. Football, yeah.
My 70-year-old football coach, I fingered him. But yeah. If you heard that story, my football coach was very old, very scary, and very angry. And when I was a freshman, and very sexy, of course. When I was a freshman, I was very, I broke my arm, but I also still wanted to be on JV once the end of the year came. So with a broken arm, I was running what we called gassers in practice, which was basically you would run ladders. So like you would run down back of the side of the football field and then like up to four. So down back, 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 down back. And then like it would be really easy for skinny. It would be skills players and then defensive players and then fat people. It would be like all the linemen. And I was a lineman because I was like fat as shit. And we'd be running that. And one of the captains of the football team was a lineman. So he was running with me. And I was running it and I had to shit really bad. But I was very scared to ask to shit because the football coaches were very scary as a freshman.
Teacher, can I shit?
Yeah, like I was genuinely afraid to ask my coach to shit because like the punishment for asking to be a pussy was like to go run around the track for like 3 hours. To finger the coach. But like instead of having to run down backs or gassers, you would just have to go run like miles around the track. Like, and we would do doubles. So like you would be practicing from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. or some shit. So like it was like, I don't want to run on the track, so I'll just like run the gassers and just hold it in. But I'm in the middle of a down back, down back, down back, down back. Like, I'm in the middle of a 4-time gasser, and I'm like, I can't hold anymore. Like this is becoming to the point where like I feel like I'm gonna turn into the fucking girl in Willy Wonka that's like Violet, and I'm gonna blow up. Like something is happening deep inside me, so yeah. I have to shit. And so one of the captains of the football team is a lineman, and he's like a lap ahead of me, but technically behind me because he's faster than me, but still behind me. And I shit my pants, and I literally shit a log of poo out of the compartment of my short, the leg of my short. So and it was fully a log. Like it wasn't diarrhea. It was a full log of shit. Just a nice solid log of shit.
Did he come up behind you and start like running on it like the logs in water?
So the football field we practice on was not accessible to geese because of just this special like protection issue we had. So well in New Jersey there's a lot of Canadian geese. So like no way it was dogs, there's no way it was any animal, and let alone flying animals like geese or anything. So there's no way you can confuse it for anything but giant log of human shit. So as soon as the captain of the football team stepped in it, he was like, I just stepped in a log of fresh human shit. And he started like freaking out and he started throwing up. So we were wearing our helmet because in the practice you didn't wear your bottoms, but we wore tops. So we wore shoulder pads, jerseys, and helmets.
You wore bottoms. Just running around like with your dicks flopping. Everybody's just cosplaying as Daffy Duck. Shitting, pissing freely.
We wore shorts, but we wore our shoulder pads, jerseys, and helmets. And this dude with a visor on just started puking because he realized he literally stepped in another human being shit. And he started throwing up, but still running because he was the captain, so he couldn't bitch out. So he's running and like. And I'm just watching him like, oh no, I shit my pants. And he's like so throwing bad. He's throwing up on himself, and the throw up is making him throw up, and he's throwing up all over himself. And I'm like, oh god, captain, I'm so sorry, I really didn't mean to, I just really had to shit. And like
he's covered in shit.
Why is your life a 2000s college comedy movie?
Yeah, you live in American Pie.
James hit the football captain with the poison potion.
I'm just so brain dead. Like I just did stuff. I don't know. But so I shit myself
bottomless, letting out a log and just fucking over the coach behind you like playing Mario Kart. Like you threw a fucking banana.
Well, I never wore boxers because I was just like adverse to wearing boxers. So I just like, there was no way of catching it. It was just like I shit and it just like fucking did like a triple flop out of my pants and then it's on the ground and whoever wants to interpret it interprets it. That's my shitty pants story. So thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay Allen.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay Allen.
For dredging up that memory.
What a story. Yeah. What an episode.
That's a good story to close out on.
Yeah.
But it's time for Doplexist and Frank 2.
Oh, are we doing
that
this episode?
Yes, we're doing it. This is the last episode before we all move. Do it.
Okay.
What kudos?
Do it quickly, though. Do it quickly. I need to do things.
Oh, okay. No, no. Okay. I just thought you didn't want to be long. I feel you.
That's okay.
Well, but we did promise it for this episode.
Time, yeah, next time we got a question in our subreddit, so make sure you leave more of those there. And then next time we'll do Anne Frank and Goku Part 2. And
Apologinos, friends. Sorry to clickbait you, but I have to film while the sun still shines.
Nah, right. Yeah, you're all good. Also,
you are in upside down land.
When we come back, because again we're backlogging this, we have like a month break. When we come back, we plan on starting to get guests on. We have some people lined up that we would love to have on. So definitely hit the subreddit, Twitter, YouTube for. We'll be announcing who we're gonna have on, like a couple days beforehand or whatever. So
we're not missing a week. This is a month beforehand, but this is still the week before we're coming back. So do all this week, like.
Yeah.
You're still going to have an episode next week.
Yeah.
We just
pre-logged. I don't know if we'll have a guest next week, but when we do start having guests, you're going to want to be involved with either Twitter or the subreddit. Links in the description so that you can ask the guests questions, you can ask us questions, and we get funny stories from your questions like Mr. Poop Man on the field.
Mr. Poop Man.
Derek Shout Poopman, attorney at law.
Hello, it's me, Mr. Poopman.
Hello, it's me, Mr. Poopman.
So we've been backlogging for months. We're all moving. I moved.
James was backlogging
already.
Back on the field.
bottomless and braless backlogging.
Doplex is moving soon. Andrew's moving right now. I just moved. Kudos isn't moving at all. We've got a lot of changes coming.
Here,
we're going to
be.
But more than anything, next week, or like at least next week, we're gonna be way more caught up than we have been because we've like 3 weeks behind at this point.
This outro has been gone.
Yeah, we should just fuck.
dude, we're an hour deep.
Cut it there.
No. We're an hour deep on YouTube. If anyone's still watching, you'll keep. I could talk for 3 hours about the size of my penis, and you'll still watch. So, look, we've been behind 3 weeks.
Kudos, what the fuck is this optical illusion that's happening right now?
We're now on time. Thank you very much for watching. We've been backlogging. We're going to be more up to date now. The memes are going to be epic. Follow the subreddit. Follow the Twitters. Thank you. Comment
again
on the YouTube. And kudos, can you please outro us before all of our epic moves with a pog face?
My braless, bottomless boyfriend just shat on the football field and made the captain puke.
Not asked for.
Not asked for.